Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to yet another session of Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss problems, questions, and issues parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and narrations of Prophet Muhammad. May peace be upon him and his purified progeny. Today in our studio, we have with us our guest speaker, Hujjat al-Islam, Sayyid Salman Naqvi, who is a faculty member at Al Mustafa University and teaches in Hawza Ilmiya of Qom. Assalamu alaikum, dear scholar. How are you?
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you very much. I'm fine.
Thank you so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be on your program.
So we discussed in our previous session about the elements of education in brief. I would want you to expand on that note if you have something to explain about the elements of education for our parents. So I would want you to go on with that.
Yes, because basically when we deal with children or other human beings, it's the behavior of the children which influences us,
yeah,
which makes us angry at them or makes us upset about them. The problem is the behavior which we are faced with.
Yeah.
Or the behavior which they may be carrying out with others, and we may be getting negative feedbacks about that behavior. So the major issue is behavior. For any parent, that is the major issue, that is the major question.
Yeah.
And we want the child to change that behavior.
Yeah.
So it's all about changing behavior. And changing behavior is not possible without understanding how this change and transformation should take place. What are the elements of that change? So
yes,
we mentioned previous session that for any change to take place, there are six elements. The beginning point, that's where you start off,
yeah,
with a person who has a certain negative type of behavior. That is the starting point from where you want to start. Of mm-hmm. course, the basic issue in upbringing children is that we should not allow a person to get to that negative stage.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, upbringing should be from the beginning where the child does not carry out any behavior. He's simply a child who's crying and weeping and asking for things, and we're taking care of that child. We should be bringing the child up in such a manner that when he grows up to become a young person,
yeah,
and reaches the stage, the very delicate stage of becoming an adolescent,
mm-hmm,
which is a very sensitive
difficult
stage,
and
difficult
sensitive
stage.
Age.
That is one of the stages where the difficulties start, and
yeah,
we as parents start feeling the heat,
yeah,
about that. So we should prevent that negative behavior to come about,
yeah,
actually. But once that negative behavior has set in the personality of that child, then that's the problem which we have to resolve.
Yeah.
So whether we start off with a pure blanket, a white blanket where there's no negative issues,
yeah,
or we start off from a negative thing, there's a starting point.
All right.
Which we have to focus on that. We have
all
to understand what that starting point is.
So we have to basically start what we are starting with. If we start with a positive thing, we are going in a positive way. And if we have a negative startup, then that's also the starting point. I'll be talking to you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
contact us at englishradio@irib.ir. Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. We are discussing about Islamic upbringing. You said that if there is a white cloth and we start with something positive, our startup is a positive thing. And if we start with something negative, our startup is a negative. Please continue.
So in both cases, if we are starting from the beginning as bringing up a child from zero,
yeah,
then that would be the starting point.
Yeah.
And that would be much easier to take care of.
Yeah.
I mean, a person who has not developed certain traits or attributes and you're just focusing on something which is clear, which is white, mm-hmm. as snow, then it's very easy to start imprinting and inculcating in that child things that you want to create in the personality of that person so he or she shows positive behavior, good behavior at a certain stage of life,
okay.
where it is expected. So you have to focus on the starting point. Where are we starting from?
All right.
Or we have a child who has problems now. Mm-hmm. We're starting from there. We want to change that behavior. In the first case, we want to build upon that positive aspect, nature of the man, of a human being. I mean, the basic issue is that is, of course, a philosophical issue, mm-hmm. which needs to be debated. That when you start off from zero, what is zero point? What is the zero point? Is human nature innately good, or is it innately bad,
okay.
or it is neutral? That is a philosophical debate, which is of course has to be discussed. But we, as human beings,
all right.
as Muslims, believe that the human being has been created by Allah Almighty by breathing into his from his very soul.
All right.
So the human nature is divine from the beginning.
Okay.
So you're starting off with a very good head start.
Okay.
I mean, you already have a pure-natured human being which is innately divine and has the potential to reach the skies.
Yeah.
So if you start from that point, that is a very good thing,
mm-hmm.
a very positive thing. But unfortunately, when we start off without the proper training, without the proper understanding, without the proper education that is required at a pre-marriage stage, then of course we're bound to fall into traps,
yeah.
and mess up things, unfortunately. So
the
we have negative
more
behavior.
We start it late, the more problems we have
yeah,
to
yeah,
face.
Exactly.
So you're trying to say basically, the more earlier we start, the more best behavior results we'll get at a certain age. I'll be talking to you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam said, be inviters to people by means other than your tongue.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. Dear scholar, you said that the more at an early stage we start upbringing, the more we get better results, the more we feel less difficulties, and the more we start at a later age, the more we face difficulties. What else do we need to know as parents?
The most important thing is that every education is talking about the fact when it comes to child training, upbringing, the children don't become what we say.
Okay.
They become what we do,
oh,
how
right.
we behave,
mm-hmm.
what is the example we give to them.
Okay.
We can't expect them to change their behavior if we're not changing our behavior.
All right.
If we do not reform ourselves before we have children,
mm-hmm.
then children are bound to follow us in our behavior.
All right.
They're not going to listen to our words.
Yeah.
So at the starting point of any behavioral change,
yeah.
you need to be very careful that you cannot expect a change to take place
yeah.
without yourself changing yourself.
For example, we have seen many parents on the dining table telling their children, say Bismillah, say it loud. So most of the times forgetting themselves. So you're trying to say if parents practice themselves, if they are saying it louder themselves on the dining table, the child will learn automatically.
There's no need to, education or training or upbringing is not just through talking.
Your words.
The words.
Your instructions, right?
It's basically through behavior.
Through your deeds, acts.
Set the example. You have to become the ideal for them.
Yeah.
So that is very important.
Yeah.
And then you have to target the point, the destination. Where do you want the person to go to?
Okay.
And you need to be there before him before her.
Yeah.
I mean, the behavior which you want them to follow.
And you need to be yourself there
You
first.
Should be there first yourself.
Yeah.
The prophets led the way towards Allah Almighty. And before they led the way, they had reached that point.
Yes.
Where they needed to take the people to.
Yeah.
So we have to follow in the footsteps of the holy prophets and the imams who led by example.
Yeah.
And we need to be kunu du'atan lin-nasi bighayri al-sanatikum. We need to become callers to Allah Almighty without using our tongues.
Okay.
Through leading by example. And that is one of the major issues that we have to tackle ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Or as Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam says that whoever wants to become a leader, man yansab nafsa imaman lin-nas, wants to become a leader.
Okay.
For mankind, for people, he has to start with his own training before he starts training others.
Yeah.
Before he starts leading others. And actually in the family unit is a smaller level of that system of leadership that we want our children to become followers of.
Yeah.
When we talk about imamat
and
the leadership of and the wilaya of the infallible imams, we're talking about a system of the imam and the ummah.
Yeah.
And the smallest cell, the smallest unit of that model starts with the family.
Of course.
And the parents, and especially the father, is the leader of that small unit.
Yeah.
The smallest unit of society. So imamat from that highest level has to trickle down to the smallest level.
To the smallest level
and
of leadership.
And the imam and the father is the imam at that lowest level.
All right.
And that training, and when we shall talk about social and political development of the child, that is again the practical way of starting that family unit, leading to the ummah at large. That is where it all starts.
That's where
so that starts. Is very important again.
Yeah, and as parents, as you rightly mentioned, we need to have all those traits ourselves. We need to reach all those points ourselves first, where we want our children to be tomorrow. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rightly puts in Surah Saf verse 2, that do not tell others what you don't act yourselves. So thank you so much, brother, for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. Inshallah, we'll talk with you in another session on talk more about Islamic upbringing. Thank you so much for joining us on the program. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please contact us. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find us on social media by just searching Call of Islam Radio. And you can listen back to our programs on our website. That's parstoday.com. And in parstoday.com, you will find a tab with the name Call of Islam, wherein you can find programs of Islamic upbringing. Until another session, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. Islam solves all of our problems. Allah leaves no stone unturned. Perfect way.